Jeremiah, chapter 33. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the guard, saying, Thus says Yahweh who does it, Yahweh who forms it to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will show you great and difficult things, which you don't know. For this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are broken down, the mounds and the sword. Are coming to fight with the Chaldeans, and to fill them with the dead bodies of man, whom I have slain in my anger and in my wrath, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Look, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal to them abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them, as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, by which they have sinned against me, and by which they have transgressed against me. And this city will be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory to all the nations of the earth, which will hear all the good that I do to them, and will fear and tremble for all the good and for all the peace that I procure to it. Thus says Yahweh, yet again there will be heard in this place, of which you say, it is waste, without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, give thanks to Yahweh of hosts, for Yahweh is good, for his loving kindness endures forever, and of those who bring sacrifices of thanksgiving into the house of Yahweh. For I will cause the captivity of the land to return as at the first, says Yahweh, thus says Yahweh of hosts, yet again there will be in this place, which is waste, without man and without beast, and in all its cities, a habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the hill country, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, will the flocks again pass under the hands of him who numbers them, says Yahweh. Look, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will perform that good word which I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and concerning the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a branch of righteousness to grow up to David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will stay safely, and this is what she will be called, Yahweh our righteousness. For thus says Yahweh, David will not lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. Neither will the priests the Levites lack a man before me to offer burnt offerings, and to burn meal offerings, and to sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season. Then may also my covenant be broken with David my slave, that he will not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levites the priests, my ministers. As the host of heaven can't be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so I will multiply the seed of David my slave, and the Levites who minister to me. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, Have you not considered what this people have spoken, saying, The two families which Yahweh chose, he has cast them off? Thus they despise my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus says Yahweh, If there is not my covenant of day and night, if I haven't appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will also cast away the seed of Jacob, and of David my slave, so that I will not take of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return, and will have mercy on them.